Welcome, everybody. It is Super Tuesday, March the 5th, and boy, has it been an interesting day already. We've got a lot to cover today, so let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, folks, it is Super Tuesday. It is election day for the primaries, and consequently, today, of all the days, Facebook, Instagram, basically the entire Meta universe, completely went down worldwide for several hours, and it has sparked all kinds of quote-unquote conspiracy theories. They're already, listen, the mainstream media is already publishing everything to combat the quote-unquote conspiracies centered around this event. For example, Express News, along with some other American affiliates, said that, quote, people have taken to X, formerly known as Twitter, to suggest that the Facebook and Instagram outages are linked to the Super Tuesday primaries taking place later today. Andy Stone, who's a communications director at Meta, posted on X, formerly Twitter, stating that, quote, we are aware that people are having trouble accessing our services. We are working on this now. Now, guys, we're going to cover this a little bit, but this is not even really what I really wanted to talk about today. What I really want to talk about is, and it coincides with this, but listen, the way of the American life and the Western life is changing rapidly. There are things that we report on week after week after week that it doesn't take much to shock me anymore, but it's getting to the point where the shock factor is beginning to wear off. And the America that we once knew, the Western civilization that we once knew, is completely changing. And we are seeing tyrannical, dystopian events taking place in this country that I cannot believe that we're repeating history again. We're moving in a direction that I thought we would never go back to or repeat in history, and we are doing this. Before we get started, guys, I want to encourage you again, End Time Headlines. That's who we are today. If you're new to the broadcast, we're End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We have a website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We have a free app. You can get it today on Apple and Android. Just go to your Play Store. If you're listening by Apple or by Spotify, we welcome you to the broadcast. Go there, type in End Time Headlines, look for our official ETH logo, and once you get the app, just hit yes to push notifications, you're going to be good to go. For you guys that are watching the visual of this, we welcome you. Rumble, YouTube, whatever the case may be, Telegram. Again, in the description of this video, you're going to see a link. It says download this. Download our free app. You can get your app today. This is how I want you to do this so you can keep up with our ministry. Again, we're slowly weaning off of and leaving major platforms. We're still on Facebook to put out like announcements. And every now and then I might post something, but we're not articles, but like an opinion or something. But as far as all the articles and all that, we don't share there anymore. We, at least for the next 12 months, whether or not we come back, I don't know yet. I haven't decided if I'm even coming back to Facebook. We've replaced Facebook with Telegram. We'll give you more information about that at the end of this broadcast. I want to get right into what we're talking about today. But again, consequently, I knew I was going to have to talk about this today. Again, all of the whole Meta universe, Facebook, Instagram, Snap, I believe it was Snapchat. I don't know all of the services that went down, but we know the biggest main ones were Facebook and Instagram. And again, they just so happen that it coincides with Super Tuesday Election Day. But I'm sure, listen to me, as sure as I'm sitting here today talking to you, I'm sure Zuckerberg and all of his team will come out and assure every one of you, especially all the lemmings and the sheep, he will assure them that it was simply a glitch. It was simply a, maybe he'll take the same page as AT&T did, you know, when all the outage happened and it was a software glitch. It was an update in their system and it just happened to shut everything down. So I'm sure this is what they're going to say, because this is what they always say when this stuff happens. It can never be a cyber attack. It can never be a conspiracy. It can never be a test run, a dry run. It can never be any of that. And if you even assume that or insinuate that, then of course you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist. But don't miss the point. The reason why I'm bringing this up, guys, I'm telling you, all the forces at hand are working overdrive. They are working overdrive to reshape our country into something that they have dreamt about for years. And now all these organizations are in collaboration together to bring about their dreamed utopia. Come on, they've been telling us this. We know this. They've been warning us about this. They've been telling us this. They make it public anymore. It's not hidden somewhere behind a boardroom anymore, or behind a curtain, or some secret meeting anymore. It's right out in the open.
Breaking news. You ready?
Uh-oh.
Facebook is down on Super Tuesday. Okay. A lot of people are logged out. I just went on my Facebook right now, and I'm logged out. So is Rob. Can you guys check to see if you've been logged out from
Facebook?
Your Facebook? Just go on your phone, Tom.
I'm logged out.
You're logged out. See if it says session expired.
Session expired.
Oh, wow. They don't want nobody on Super Tuesday talking about what's happening.
Well, no, it's not. I'm just saying the timing, Rob said it's a very.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, for people that are watching, are you also logged out? Can you just go check your Facebook? And if you're logged out,
about Instagram?
Put here if you're logged out. Yeah, check Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to let me log in with my password? Oh, I couldn't refresh the feed on Instagram.
I'm right there with you. Everybody's seeing this, just like this.
Instagram is
The timing isn't really weird
right
now?
All I'm saying, it's a little weird, but let's see what's going on here. Facebook and Instagram down during outage. Thousands affected. Well, five people here are affected. So if you were just kicked out of Facebook or Instagram while scrolling, you're not alone. Meta social platform are currently not working. With both Instagram and Facebook pulling up failure to load error pages, go a little lower.
Come on.
And DownDetect reported 44,000 outages at 10:13. It's 10:48 right now, so it was 30 minutes ago. 8 on your side has reached out to Meta. What is 8 on your side? Oh, the show has reached out. So go on Twitter and let's see what Twitter is saying.
Like, isn't it a coincidence, though, that this is happening on this day?
Well, I watched your interview with Eric Prince from Blackwater right after the day of the AT&T outage.
That's
and
weird.
You asked, what are the chances that China was responsible for that, despite AT&T and the cell phone service saying that was their bad? Look, he said, what was the number he said, Pat? 70%?
70%. He said, China's
I don't know,
dead.
Dude. These things are popping up more and more. And
number one trending hashtag on Twitter right now is Facebook down.
And Adam, I understand that angle, but what about just them going, hey, let's just not let anybody speak or share or do anything on a major platform?
If this was a general election, your theories would hold water, but this is
a
primary. Meaning those people are voting for Trump. Oh my God, Nikki Haley won all 16 states. That would be a problem.
No, but what I'm saying is
the primaries. Trump's got locked
up. It's not a theory. I'm just letting you know. Hold on.
General election, Trump, Biden. I'm with you.
I'm saying it's not a theory. I'm just saying, is it a weird coincidence that on Super Tuesday, which you brought up, I didn't even know it was Super Tuesday, the day after the SCOTUS thing, this has happened. It's weird. Isn't it a little weird?
Yes.
But listen, these same people, this same group of elites and people and organizations behind pulling all the strings, they are conforming every sector of the Western civilization as we know it. The health industry, politics, even the education system. For example, and that's kind of where I want to go today. There's been several cases now that has surfaced. Now this all started back. We're gonna pull up a video. And you've heard me say this. If you guys have been a viewer or a listener for any length of time, you will know that I have warned you that whatever happens in Canada, America is going to be, we're kind of on a delay. Now, when I say a delay, it's kind of like you, if you have a satellite broadcast, like a Dish Network or DirecTV, and you're watching something on there, you're going to get a live, like up to the minute feed or second feed, especially like you're watching a ball game and it's happening in real time. But then when you go into internet streaming, these platforms like DirecTV Stream, YouTube TV, Hulu Live, all these other streaming platforms, many times there's a delay, whether it can be 5 seconds or whatever. And it's interesting. And that's kind of how I see this. Like, if you want to know where we're going as far as America goes, we need to look at our neighbor in the north at Canada. Everything that happens there, everything that transpires there, all the governmental tyranny that's taking place there. For example, let me give you an example real quick. When we used to share stuff on Facebook, all of our Canadian brothers and sisters couldn't even see it. They're not allowed to read it. It's been restricted by their government. And did you know, guys, that Facebook is this is trickling down. And now there was an announcement recently where in which Zuckerberg announced that Facebook is moving away from the news platform. How convenient is that? They're moving away from the news platform. In other words, they don't want you to seek out and find alternative narratives and news sources. They want to feed you and spoon feed you the exact narrative that they want you to receive. This is why they're all in collaboration with one another. Google, Facebook, Instagram, what is it called? Because I don't even have it anymore. TikTok. Even TikTok's on board with this. They're all in collaboration with one another to suppress the truth and to spoon feed you the narrative of what they want you to hear, receive, and the information that they want to give you. So it's not a surprise to me that they are, again, censoring, shadow banning, suppressing, and altering algorithms and all that stuff on these platforms, again, so that your eyes and your ears will receive what they want you to see and what you want to hear. And if you know your history, does that sound familiar? Is there a regime? Is there a administration in the past that did this with the media, that controlled the resources that were given, that controlled the narrative, that controlled the outcome, to control elections? Does that sound familiar in the past? I'm talking about 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. So having said that, I want to take you to Canada. I want you to hear this story that surfaced out of Canada. And now, you know, typically it takes about 2 to 5 years for this stuff to come down into America. But lately it's in overdrive. And when we see something happen in Canada, now it's taking weeks or even several months. And then it's right here knocking on our door in America. All right, here we go. Check this out.
Canadian police arrested a father last week for violating a court order that banned him from speaking out about his daughter's gender transition. Here now to talk with us more about that is Dan Andros of FaithWire.com. So, Dan, how did this court order come about?
Yeah, well, Ephraim, in January of last year, this Canadian father went to...
Now, by the way, this was in 2022 when this happened. So this was 2 years ago. And I know that it's a little bit old. It's 24 months old, but there's a reason I'm showing you this, because we, you know, as Americans, we read this and we kind of glaze over because it doesn't affect us per se, because we're Americans and this is Canada. But wait till I show you what's happening.
The court, after learning his daughter was undergoing hormone therapy, transition to a boy, the child whose name has been protected and not used. Claims to have been exploring this transition since before she was a teen. Now, the family has had some personal issues. The mother and father had split, and she was beginning to hang out with some kids at school that the father said were a bad influence, and she was getting into trouble. But perhaps most disturbing in all of this The school counselor had changed the child's name without even telling the father.
Now, did you hear that? The school's counselor changed the name without even notifying the father. Again, this started in Canada. Now you're hearing about this in America. This has happened in America. We would never think that this would happen in America, but it's right at our doorstep, guys. Listen to the rest of this.
And the school socially transitioned the biologically female child on its own initiative with the input of a gender ideologue psychologist there at the school. And so when—
wow, could you imagine your child going to school and this happened to your child without your consent, without your knowledge? How would you react to this? Well, we're about to see what happens when there's a reaction.
When he went to court, then the judge ruled that the father couldn't use the new pronouns, of the preferred pronouns of this child.
Absolute insanity. A judge ruled that the child's own father couldn't call his daughter by her birth name and her gender. This is absolute insanity. And again, this is not just Canada, friends. It's now here in America. As we move on, we'll show you more about this.
What did the judge tell this father?
So the BC Court of Appeals ruled that the father couldn't voice that opposition, as I mentioned. And the Chief Justice there said the dad's refusal to accept his teenage daughter's choices was troublesome, adding that his failure to fully endorse his kid's desire for irreversible transgender treatments had caused the minor significant pain that had resulted in a rupture of what both parties refer to as an otherwise loving parent-child relationship. So,
stop. The key word there is minor. A minor means they're not capable of making these types of decisions, friends. They're not fully developed. My goodness, this is ridiculous. A minor. This is not a full-grown adult. This is a minor that is not capable of making those kind of changes. They're still they're in the developmental stages. And yet this judge, this tyrannical judge in Canada, ruled against the father, the own father, had nothing to say about the school doing whatever they want to do with the kids without the permission of the parents. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So they seemed more disturbed about the father's response to this than the child's transition.
Wow.
We understand this child started identifying as a male at age 11 and is now 15. What led to the decision?
So as I had mentioned, those family problems had manifested themselves. And so she was seeing a school counselor. Now, during those counseling sessions, that's when the father later learned that the child had been shown these videos that he said amounted to nothing more than a gender propaganda videos. And so,
whoa. So this school is directly responsible for this, but yet nothing's going to be done about it. No consequences, no repercussions. This is where we're at, friend. This is where we're at, friend. And you wonder, everybody wonders why we're like, Lord, please come back. Lord, please split the eastern sky. Lord, please sound the trumpet today, because people are sick and tired of this nonsense. No wonder the Bible called Lot a righteous man who was vexed by the daily filthiness of the conversation of the wicked and the things in which he saw and what he was exposed to daily. I get it. I understand it. The word vexed means to be weighed down, oppressed. This stuff wears you down. It oppresses you. It makes you, because you, our hands are tied. All we can do is seek the Lord. All we can do is pray. All we can do is still, we got to remain faithful. We got to remain steadfast. We got to remain true to the word of God. And there's going to be consequences to it. But we've been warned about these, friend. We've been warned the day would come when all men will hate you for my name's sake. Listen, who do you think the biggest proponents of defending your actual gender and the biblical stance of marriage is? Hello, it's going to be Bible-believing Christians. So it's no wonder that this group is the ones who are being ridiculed, blasted, and just laughed to scorn.
It was through the watching of these videos and the guidance of the school counselors and the gender ideologues that they sort of pushed this, according to the father, on the child, and that's what sort of led to this desire to transition.
That's absolutely disgusting. So that's not child abuse, but the father calling his daughter, a biological girl, by what she really is, that's child abuse? Unbelievable. Isaiah spoke it well when he said the day would come when they would speak evil for what is good, and they would call good evil and exchange light for darkness.
What's been the father's response to all of this?
Well, the father is devastated, and he has maintained that he's not going to you know, cave and call his daughter
good for you.
A boy or a he. And so he's been staying firm on that, and he really says that it's dangerous, that these are irreversible decisions. He said she can never go back to being a girl in the healthy body that she should have had. She's going to forever have a lower voice. She'll forever have to shave because of facial hair. She won't be able to have children. Mm-hmm. The father has accused the government of, quote, state-sponsored child abuse.
Good. It's sad. And all we can do, guys, is pray for this young woman. Going in, she's 15. Now she's 17 years of age, so she's still a minor. But we need to pray. We'll lift her up at the end of this broadcast and pray that she comes to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because though we can't change the outward, come on, the inward man, she can be born again. Come on, that's what matters above all else, okay? So listen, the devil would like to come along and try to say, you've done it, you've lost, it's irreversible, you'll never be the same. But come on, the devil is a liar, and God can turn what was intended for evil and make it for good. Come on, do you believe that today? Then you had this story. I don't know if you remember this story. This one came out last year. This was absolutely horrific. Now, this was not in Canada. It was not in Britain. This was right here in America, in California, where a Los Angeles mother absolutely slammed CPS after, listen to this, they took her daughter from her. And they allowed her daughter to transition into a man. And eventually, this is what's tragic about this. The young girl tragically took her own life 3 years later at the age of 19. So at 16 years of age, CPS took her from her own parents, from her own home. And then 3 years later, she took her own life. This is absolutely horrific. A California mother has claimed that her 19-year-old daughter was, and she uses the word murdered, by, quote, gender ideology after the CPS removed her own daughter from her home. This is in California. Removed her from her home. I don't know if you heard that in the back, but you need to hear that. You know, America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, it's not anymore. Come on, the whole face of America is changing rapidly. We don't have these freedoms anymore. Freedom of speech, what a joke. Freedom of religion, what a joke. Look at this. Abigail Martinez stood before the California Judiciary Senate to blame gender ideology, for taking her own daughter's life. Her daughter died by suicide in September of 2019. So this took place several years ago. This was when all this started to fold around. Can you believe, even back in 2019, this was going on, but again, you don't hear much of this because the mainstream media just kind of wants to kind of skip over that and focus on everything else. But this is happening right under our nose. 3 years after CPS removed her from her mother's home. Now, there's a really important part right here. I want to show you this. Look what the mother said here. Quote, tell me if this don't sound familiar. The school was telling her, that's her daughter, to go to these LGBT groups behind my back. Let me say it again. The mother of this young girl who took her own life. And here's a picture of her, guys. I mean, it's just sad. Beautiful young lady. And all this, it just, and lost to this. And this mother, the mother here, said that the school behind her back was in telling her to go to these LGBT groups. Does that sound familiar? That's exactly what was going on up in Canada. She went, according to the mother, she went from questioning her sexuality to her gender. At the hearing that took place, Martinez said her daughter was murdered by gender ideology. Wow, what a statement. Quote, CPS took my daughter when she was 16 years of age. It was helped by our public school counselor, an LGBTQ group, and another trans-identified girl. Quote, my daughter was taken from her loving home because the state of California claims that, quote, I was abusive for not affirming her trans identity. I lost my daughter over a name and pronouns. Think of that, friend. Think about it. So this young lady went from this to that. Again, from this to this before she took her own life. Martinez said her daughter began questioning her gender identity when she entered high school and joined an LGBTQ club where she met a friend who also identified as a boy and suggested that Yaley's, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, Yaley's depression could be from her actually being a boy. And the mother, again, the mother told this publication this. So again, this is where this seed was dropped. Guys, this is demonic. It's a demonic influence that's working behind the scenes here. Remember, Paul said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. This is absolutely demonic. And these schools are working hand in hand with demons. Now, come on. Now y'all see why I can't. This is what gets me shut down on Facebook. This is why I can't stream on Facebook anymore. But I'm going to keep preaching the truth if I'm on a box out of a desert somewhere. You're not going to shut me up. I'm going to keep speaking the truth. I'm going to preach what the Bible tells me to preach. I'm going to say what Jesus and the Holy Spirit inspires me to speak, whether you like it or not. So you can unfollow us. You can unlike us. You can do whatever you want to do. But we're going to still be here, and we're still going to be preaching until, come on, either I go here, we go there, or I go in the air. It don't matter to me. Let me read to you what Martinez, her mother, this is the mother. Let me read what she said here. Quote, why are there so many transgenders in foster care? Because this state, now she's talking about the state of California, because this state takes them from their families, tells them to run, and then steals them. Parents are given one option to treat their distressed child, and that is affirm drugs and remove their healthy body part or else lose your child. Wow.
Miguel Martinez had a daughter named Yaley. Her story started a lot like Ryan's, but it has a much sadder ending.
It has been 3 years and 164 days since I lost my daughter. My daughter was not a boy trapped in a girl's body. She had mental health issues. Against my consent, my daughter was given testosterone instead of therapy. The damage was done. By then, my daughter was in a horrible mental and physical pain. My daughter knelt down in front of a train. She was murdered by gender ideology. I beg you, stop pushing gender ideology.
Abigail Martinez joins me now. Abigail, I'm so sorry about what happened to your daughter, Yaley. And just want to say we're all thinking about you and her right now. How exactly was she given testosterone against your will?
How the judge ordered, because I was against, I was fighting for her to get mental health. And since, you know, every month we used to go to court, and the judge said, told me that they couldn't wait no more. So she decided to sign in my behalf. And that's how everything started.
So a California judge sided against you and separated your daughter from you. Then what happened?
Yes. Then she started with the treatment. I went to Children's Hospital of LA on her first appointment, and I asked the nurse, when is she going to start therapy and, you know, get to know what she's going to be into. The nurse told me, okay, no, she just watched a video and that's it. She's going to start her first shot the next day.
Whoa.
Who's paying for that? That's what I want to know.
So medical professionals...
Simple as that.
...didn't yes. even explore this at all. They went full speed ahead to shots?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Months later, my daughter was suffering of pain. Her depression increased.
So she had been shot up with testosterone. She's depressed. She's struggling. And did anybody in the hospital help her, or did she just spiral out of everyone's sight?
Yeah, no, nobody helped her. Nobody couldn't see that, the depression increased instead of, improve, like she was told. Because she believed all the lies that she was told, like things were going to change, her depression was going to disappear. So she followed their agenda, and trying to get better.
And no one at the hospital anywhere warns you that there were side effects or this could happen?
No, they don't tell them anything. I asked them, and I asked the nurse, can you explain this to her? Because this is not going back. Once she's into, the damage is going to be there for life. Oh, and she told me, no, there's no damage. This is what she needs.
Oh.
Wow, unbelievable, guys. Listen, this is just, it's sad, but it just should anger you. This should anger you to know that this is happening, and this is terrifying. My kid's homeschooled. We made that decision a couple years ago. We're done with this nonsense because that is terrifying. I couldn't imagine sending my kids out not knowing what propaganda is being fed to them, and even shots being put in their body. Wow, this is just this is unbelievable.
That sounds like medical malpractice. Yes. Have you considered litigation against the hospital?
Yes, I am. I don't know if the status of the case is done. I hire an attorney who just ruined my case.
All right. Well, that's the only way this stuff is going to get figured out, unless you just got to sue the pants off these people because they only care about money. Sadly, we feel terrible, Abigail, for you, your family. Yaeli seemed like a beautiful young girl who was just going through something. All young girls, young boys go through stuff. It didn't have to be this way. And you're very brave for sharing the story with us. Thank you very much.
So then we transition to the state of Indiana, where this nonsense just recently took place there as well, where two Christian parents... this couple, Mary and Jeremy Cox, had a daughter, and according to the report, this third daughter suffered from an eating disorder. She had other underlying issues, and they refused to affirm her gender dysphoria. And of course, state officials caught wind of this. They brought CPS in, and after learning that the Coxes would not use the preferred pronouns, they removed their daughter from their care. The report went on to say that the Indiana Department of Child Services initially claimed that the parents had not sought treatment for the eating disorder and were guilty of neglect and abuse. Despite these accusations, the government did not think it necessary to remove the other children. Eventually, the state admitted the allegations were false. Are you hearing me? However, the damage had already been done and their child was not returned. This all came after the fact that they took the child from their parents. Mr. and Mrs. Cox had been forced to take their state to court. So far, the Indiana Appeals Court and Indiana Supreme Court has rejected their appeals. This is in Indiana. I used to live in Indiana. Shame on you. I'm glad I got out of that state. No offense to you guys, but this is ridiculous. If all this nonsense is coming over this far, I mean, we are in trouble, friend. Now they're waiting to learn if the U.S. Supreme Court will even hear their case. John Stone Street wrote, quote, "The lawyers of state abuse in this state are staggering. First, there's a clear violation of the religious freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment in the state's presumption to tell a religious community which beliefs are acceptable and which are not. There's also a violation of the rights of parents to raise their children according to their conscience and the redefining of abuse and neglect to violate those rights. In the process, the state is essentially claiming that children belong first and foremost to the state and not to the parents." Wow. "The state altered and manipulated laws designed to protect children to impose a false and harmful ideology. As the Cox's lawyer, Josh Hirschberger, described in the article for World Magazine, the right and responsibility of parents, not the state, to raise their children according to their beliefs is a biblical pre-political principle that must be protected in state and federal law." Good luck with that. "This case and others like it demand our attention and action." So friend, it is unbelievable that I have to come on here and talk about this. But this is where we're at in America. This is right at our front door, literally. So I want every parent to pay attention to this story. I don't care. Listen, I want every grand, maybe you're not a parent, but maybe you, through circumstances, you're watching your grandchildren and they're of school age, they're elementary age, they're of middle age children, they are of high school age. They're in some form or fashion of elementary, preschool, middle school, high school. And they're in your guardianship. You need to be paying attention to this. You need to know with a full assurance what you're sending them into every single morning when you pack their lunch, you get their backpacks, you get them dressed, and you send them out to these schools. What is being taught to them? What's being done behind closed doors? What's being propagated to them? And what is happening that you're not aware of? This is absolutely terrifying. And again, please share this content. Get this out there. Again, give it to your coworkers, give it to your friends, give it to your family, especially parents, grandparents. Again, guardian, anybody who's a guardian over a child, because this is happening in America. And it's only going to get worse. It's only, if you think it's going to get better, friends, again, you live in a dystopian world that is a fairy tale. Your head is buried in the sand. We are in the times of the end. We're in the last days. We're in perilous times. And again, this governmental tyranny that we keep hearing about, we keep reading about, and it's always somebody else. Well, it's not my child. It's somebody else's. But eventually, friends, you have to wonder, is it going to come to your neck of the woods? So listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, don't forget to download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. Again, download it. Hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to be good to go. You're going to get all of our content, and you're going to get it right there at your fingertips. Again, guys, don't forget to pray about becoming a monthly partner. If this ministry informs you, blesses you, equips you, all of the above, we want you to pray about becoming, again, a monthly partner. You can do it two different ways. You can give electronically. The easiest way is through the app right there on your screen. Go to the bottom where it says donate of the app. If there's going to be a heart right there, you can just click there and you can give electronically. Or through the main website, you can also give by check or money order right there and make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, let me give you a quick announcement, and we're going to let you go. Again, don't forget to pray. Pray for these individuals. Pray for these young girls and young boys that are being stripped from their parents. We need to pray that they come to the salvation knowledge of Jesus Christ. There can be procedures that can't be reversed, but friends, if they're born again, though their outward man things can change with that, but it's the soul and spirit that we are, as believers, that's what matters in the end, because this old flesh is going to go back into the dirt and the dust in which it came forth. But come on, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Our soul and spirit is going to depart our body one day. Okay, it's appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. So we need to be praying about that. And we're going to do a quick prayer real quick. Before we do that, guys, we got some quick announcements. Listen, don't forget, we'll be off tomorrow. We typically take off Wednesday, so we'll be off Wednesday, March 6th. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on Thursday. I've got a, I've got an equipping message I want to give you. And so be looking for that on Thursday. Again, that'll be the on the 7th of March, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Again, if you're coming from Facebook, we don't share content on Facebook anymore as far as our articles, our streams. They've completely restricted us from streaming. Find us on Telegram. We'll put the link in here. It's in the description of this. In the chat, we'll throw it up there. And again, just go there, sign up an account, follow us there. We've got the main channel, which is End Time Headlines, and then we've got our group chat. And the group chat is wonderful. It's great. It's just like this chat here on YouTube. It's a bunch of believers that are like-minded. We have interesting conversations. Everybody, for the most part, gets along. You're always going to have a few bad eggs here and there, but that's anywhere. You get a bunch of people together, that's going to happen. So again, we would love to be for you guys to be a part of that. And we're giving you all the, listen, we're giving you all the resources and all the tools you need to keep up with our ministry. So we pray that you will be blessed and encouraged and equipped and informed continually as we continue to be a voice crying in the wilderness. So right now, guys, what I want to do is, I told you at the beginning of this broadcast, I wanted to specifically pray for that daughter in Canada that was stripped from her father. And the father's devastated. Let's just lift them. And not only them, but let's include everyone out there. Even the ones we've never met, we don't know about. It's under the radar. And this may hit home for you. Then maybe you got family members, some acquaintances, somebody's daughter, somebody's son. We want to pray for them right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would intervene in these circumstances, God. Father, above all else, we pray, Lord, for the salvation of those that are lost, for the daughters, for the sons, for those that don't know who they are in Christ. Lord, they are seeking and searching for their affirmation. They're looking for their identity, but Lord, it cannot be found in their sexuality. That is a lie from the pits of hell. It can only be found in Christ alone. So above all else, I pray that they'd come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray that, Lord, you would penetrate every wall, every barrier, every demonic oppression, every lie of the enemy. Lord, every propaganda piece, every demonic entity that is working through counselors and people that's trying to propagate things against them. I pray that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you'd penetrate all this nonsense, God, and that you would bring them, Lord, to a revolutionary encounter with Jesus Christ. Lord, that they would be wrecked and changed forever in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for every parent, every guardian, every uncle, every aunt, every grandfather, every grandmother, whoever the guardians are over these children that are impacted by this, I pray that you'd give them the courage, give them the willpower, give them the strength, and give them peace about these circumstances, and give them wisdom to show them how to navigate through these times so that, Lord, that you will prevail and that your word will speak the last word. And we pray this today in the mighty name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen and amen. So guys, again, don't forget to hit that like button, hit that share button. Help us get our content out there on these platforms as much as possible. And until we see you guys on Thursday, I pray the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.